Well, next up on the program, and as I mentioned, it's a one-hour special tonight. Remember the return gift tweet by a BJP MLA who shared a video, and we can actually show you this video now, of a group of young men being thrashed mercilessly by police in Saharanpur. Let's roll that video. This is a story that NDTV has followed very closely, none more closely than my colleague Saurabh Shukla and my colleague Ali. Now, after more than 20 days behind bars, all eight men that you see being brutally beaten in this video have been released, with the judge telling the police, you don't own the city, you can't just arrest and beat anyone. But what about this extrajudicial beating? Will the police just get away with this? An 18-year-old boy whose hand was broken by the police is one of our guests tonight, along with our other panelists. Let me go to Saurabh Shukla, who, you know, it's his report along with my... with our colleague Ali. Saurabh, the youngest person over here, as I understand it, was just 18 years old. And he was the child whose hand was broken by the police in this video. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, Vishnu, initially when we reported and we had the interview of SSP, who is now being transferred to Gonda, Akash Tomar, he clearly said that this video is not from... Saharanpur, and we established that this video was from Saharanpur. In fact, Muhammad Ali told me that police beat him up in a lockup room at City Kotwali. So he himself is saying that. He's just 18. When he was picked up by police, he went to buy a scooty for his friend. And his family submitted the CCTV footage to the police that time when protest happened in Saharanpur, he was not there at the spot. In fact, he was there at a showroom of a scooty. So, Muhammad Ali, there was no evidence against Muhammad Ali. Judge kept asking police to submit the case diary to show the evidence against Muhammad Ali. And one more important thing, Vishnu, the charges against these boys, police booked them under Section 307, attempt to murder. So, the court, while giving clean chit, or you can say while releasing these boys, court clearly said that without any injury, you have booked them under 307. This city does not belong to Saharanpur police. Your investigation is faulty. Then judge asked them to move an application under 169, which clearly says that there was no evidence against these eight accused. But then too, as if now, when we reported that story where we established that that video is from Saharanpur, investigation was ordered by IG. IG of Saharanpur zone, but that investigation is still underway. I had a word with SP City, who is heading this investigation. He told me that their investigation is underway. Prima facie, they have established that this video is from Kotwali. They will soon finish their investigation and submit the report to senior officials.
Hang on for a moment, I want to bring in Vinda Grover.
That 23 days.
Hang on a second. Vinda Grover was with us more about 2.5 weeks back on this. And, you know, Vrinda, thank you so much for being with us. We were all outraged at that video then. We are as outraged now. And I don't mean this to be about NDTV or our correspondent, but this action has taken place because of Saurabh and my colleague Ali. And those boys are out now. I mean, whatever action takes place against the police is one thing. But that youngest is just 18 years old, has a fractured hand. He is out along with the others. The judge saying... a long list of charges without any evidence, number one. No one injured and you slapped an attempt to murder charges. You cannot blatantly misuse powers. Your investigation against the accused completely faulty. You don't own the city, can't just arrest and beat anyone. Your reaction, Vrinda.
Vishnu, I think what this is emblematic of, and I don't think we should discount the role played by NDTV or Saurabh Shukla here. So this set of young Muslim boys and men would have suffered, they have been tortured, brutally assaulted, suffered incarceration, may have faced severe criminal prosecution and suffered a longer jail term till matters came to light before a court of law. Except for the intervention through NDTV. What is this telling us? This is not about the heroism of NDTV. It is about the lawlessness of the state. And today, if the rule of law is being demolished systematically, it is by the state and its agents. It's individual citizens who are upholding the rule of law It is courts to whom they are addressing and saying, what is going on? The state has powers. The state has coercive powers. And the law endows this on the police. The police is systematically abusing, decimating rule of law and usurping to itself all power, including the power of the judiciary.
That's just,
this should bring danger signals across the society. And let us not forget that the targeting in this case and in many other cases in UP and elsewhere is of Muslims. This is not incidental. This is not accidental. This is a systematic targeting. And we should all be very worried. Just because X is not of a certain religion, we should not ignore what is happening to those who are in power. And where is this patronage coming from?
Right.
Where is this sanction for impunity coming from? Right. This question must be asked.
Okay, one second. Let me put that across to Shant Prakash Jatav ji. Shant Prakash ji, police ke khilaf koi karwai karna chahiye? Ek BJP ke MLA ne ye return gift keh ke ek tweet kiya tha is video ko. Ab pata chal raha hai ki ye sab bacche the. एक बच्चा था 18 साल, बाकी सब सिर्फ 19-20 साल के थे और किसी ने कुछ नहीं किया. उनको ये एकदम इनोसेंट है और 20 दिन जेल में रहने के बाद उनको छोड़ा गया है. किसी के खिलाफ एक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए.
विष्णु जी, कहावत है, आग पानी और दंगे से दूरी रखनी चाहिए. और इन बच्चों से वही गलती हुई कि उस जगह पर ये पहुंच गए जहां पर दंगा घटित हुआ था, और इसी कारण से पुलिस ने उन लोगों को इंटरोगेशन करने के लिए उठा लिया. कहीं किसी तरीके की बदनीयती नहीं थी. उनको पहचान के मैंने भी इसका पूरा वो वीडियो सुना जो अली ने कवर किया है. उसमें जांच के लिए उन लोगों को रखा पुलिस ने अपनी कस्टडी में, और उस वक्त में जो कुछ घटना हुई वो गलत है, वो नहीं होना चाहिए. इस प्रकार से मारपीट नहीं की जानी चाहिए. वो उस चीज के लिए मैं बिल्कुल सहमत हूं, मगर इंटरोगेशन करना, जांच करना, कौन कौन लोग इन्वॉल्व हैं, वीडियो के साथ में उसको मैच करना, और जो लोग उसमें बरी हो जाते हैं उनको छोड़ा भी गया है. तो मैं समझता हूं कि इस चीज को ध्यान में रखते हुए हमारे जो नौजवान बच्चे हैं उनको सावधानी बरतनी चाहिए और उन्हें दंगे ग्रस्त क्षेत्र से दूर रहना चाहिए.
आदिल सिंह बोपरा, इज दैट रिस्पॉन्स
आपकी? पुलिस के लिए भी कोई राय है जैसे बच्चों के लिए आपने दी?
पुलिस अपना काम कर रही है, उसमें निर्दोष भी पकड़े जाते हैं. पुलिस डेलिबरेटली नहीं पकड़ती है.
जब हमने पुलिस
उसके बाद उन्होंने पुलिस ने छोड़ा है.
नहीं शांत प्रकाश जी, पुलिस को पता भी नहीं था ये वीडियो है. जब हमने पहले बार वीडियो दिखाया था उन्होंने कहा था कि ये वीडियो हमें पता नहीं इस वीडियो के बारे में. वीडियो तब तक वायरल हो चुका था.
टॉर्चर कर रही है सर, पुलिस टॉर्चर कर रही है. इस पर कोई आपका कोई राय, संदेश पुलिस के लिए?
मैं बिल्कुल मैंने पहले भी अपनी बात में कहा है.
उनको डिसमिस करवाइए, आपकी पार्टी का राज है, उनको सस्पेंड करवाइए, डिसमिस करवाइए.
और ये मैं समझता हूँ कि ये सब चीज के ऊपर जो है हर हालत में कुछ ना कुछ तफ्तीश हो रही होगी और उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई भी होगी. मैं समझता हूँ कि जरूर
सस्पेंड करने की राय देंगे आप?
देखिए, जो भी नियामकों के हिसाब से कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए.
नियम के हिसाब से तो ये हुआ ही नहीं है ना, कुछ भी नियम के हिसाब से नहीं है सर.
नहीं, ऐसा ऐसा कहना, देखिए जहाँ धक्का होगा वहां पर फूल लेकर के तो पूजा की नहीं जाएगी.
टॉर्चर की परमिशन नहीं है. अभी हिंदुस्तान में कानून और संविधान है.
पत्थर नहीं, कानून का
परमिशन दंगे में नहीं है सर. अगर आप हिंदुस्तान के संविधान को नहीं मान रहे तो अलग बात है.
कानून का हवाले लेकर के पत्थर फेंकना भी स्वीकार्य नहीं है. सब चीजों
को
क्रिया और प्रतिक्रिया दोनों हो रही है. पुलिस ने गलत किया, उनकी
पुलिस नहीं टॉर्चर कर सकती. माफ कीजिएगा, आप हिंदुस्तान के कानून और संविधान पे
ऑलराइट. आदिल सिंह बोपराय, वन सेकंड, बोथ ऑफ यू वन मोमेंट. आदिल सिंह बोपराय वांटेड टू मेक अ पॉइंट. इज दिस रिस्पांस एट ऑल सैटिस्फैक्टरी दैट देयर विल बी एक्शन, देयर विल बी अ रिस्पांस एट सम स्टेज ऑफ द अदर? आदिल,
विष्णु, दे मॉर्टगेज देयर कॉन्शियंस. To even expect a decent, empathetic reply from them would be asking for the moon. So let's leave that aside. Today, police has become a tool. It has become a handmaiden to subserve the interest of the ruling BJP. And this is happening with recurring frequency. Young boys are picked up. They're incarcerated for days and weeks altogether. The process is a punishment. And then you see the brazenness of the BJP. I think the elephant in the room and which has to be addressed, and we have a former DGP from that state, is accountability. Who will be held accountable for this high-handedness? Who will be held accountable for these police excesses? Who will be held accountable for executive autocracy? Is there any law left? Or should we officially say that the due process of law in this country now is formally buried?
Vikram Singh, former DGP UP, as one of the most credible officers the Indian Police Service has produced, you were the head of the police in Uttar Pradesh. And now we have a situation where this sort of thing happens. I mean, what does one say? What do you say?
Vishnuji, I wish I had not come to your program. I don't have a face to show to Brindaji and Mr. Boparai, because this is totally unacceptable in the rule of law-driven society and a police force. As one former Chief Justice has said, that if you are to resort to third degree and this kind of strong arm tactics, it is better to hand over the police system to dacoits. They will handle it better than you. We are supposed to be governed by rule of law, and the scientific aids to investigation give us the prowess and the capacity to get to the truth. Shant Prakash ji, mera vinamra nivedan hai, poochhtaach ki anivaryata hai. Lekin poochhtaach poochhtaach ki tarah karna nahi chahiye, balki thane mein maveshiyon ki tarah pitai karne ka koi auchitya nahi hai. Ye jo badnuma dhabba hamari khaki pe laga hai, isko dhone mein bahut samay lagega, aur dhulegi bhi ki nahi dhulegi, mujhe to bahut aatmaglani ho rahi hai is drishti ko dekh ke. Aur return gift, kisko return gift de rahe hain? Hum apne aap ko return gift de rahe hain? कल को अगर भगवान न करे ये सूरत आती है कि हम थाने में और हमारे ऊपर ये लाठी चले, तो हम किससे गुहार करेंगे? वृंदा जी से करेंगे, बोपाराव साहब से करेंगे, विष्णु से करेंगे, किससे करेंगे? ये चीज देख लीजिए, पुलिस सुधार के बारे में आप जागरूक रहें. विष्णु, आई ब्लेम एवरी सिंगल पॉलिटिकल पार्टी, दैट इंक्लूड्स द रूलिंग पार्टी, फॉर इग्नोरिंग द पुलिस रिफॉर्म्स. दे टॉक, आई मीन स्मूथ टॉक बाय एवरी पॉलिटिकल पार्टी, बट नोबडी वांट्स टू रिफॉर्म द पुलिस. एवरीबडी वांट्स द पुलिस टू बी फ्यूडल, brutal and corrupt and inefficient consequently, and be the handmaiden and a tool in the hands of the politicians, accountable to their own manifesto and not to the constitutions. I am aghast and I am extremely sorry for these boys for that has happened. And now, Shant Prakash ji, mera vinamra nivedan hai ki court ki is talk tippani ke uprant ek jaanch ki anivaryata hai. Aur jaanch ke pehle ye jo karmi hai, inka nilamban aur jaancho uprant, main samajhta hu ki is akat saksh ke uprant इनके ऊपर विभागीय वैधानिक कार्रवाई, दंडात्मक कार्रवाई, जिसमें सेवा मुक्त होना, डिसमिसल भी, वो उसकी एक अनिवार्यता, इस पे जरूर विचार कर लें. क्योंकि दो कांस्टेबल और एक थाना, शासन प्रशासन आपकी सरकार और योगी जी के उजले दामन पर धब्बा लगाए, ये अधिकार किसी को नहीं है. मेरी बातें कटु हो सकती है, लेकिन इस पे विचार करें.
शांत प्रकाश जी कुछ बताएंगे इस पे?
नहीं, मैं बिल्कुल 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 जो है ये, मैं डीजीपी साहब की बात से बिल्कुल सहमत हूं. और किसी भी सूरत में पुलिस को इस तरीके से निर्दयता करना और इस चीज के खिलाफ कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए, हर सूरत में होनी चाहिए. और मगर जांच भी है, जांच में सब तरीके की चीजें होती हैं. अगर मॉब है तो उसके बीच में लाठी चार्ज भी होता है, गोली भी चलती है. मगर इस तरीके से बंद कमरे में निर्दोष बच्चों को जांच के वक्त में पीटना, ये ठीक नहीं है. जिस तरीके से पीटा जा रहा है, ये जो है निर्दयता है.
Adil, go ahead and then...
I need to make an important interjection and to take Ms. Grover's point further. There is a pattern to this. If you recall, during the CEA protest, there were recovery notices sent without following any process of law. After the Supreme Court indictment, they had to withdraw their notices. The Supreme Court had to categorically say that you must take action within the fold of law. The problem today is that the UP government believes that they are beyond the rule of law, that they're beyond the constitution. And then they exhibit this absolute shameful level of brazenness on national television. What about those boys, those teenagers? You have marred their entire career. Tomorrow they want to get a job, they'll have to disclose that, yes, we had cases against us.
Can
tomorrow
you imagine psychologically how they've been impacted?
They have to disclose all this.
The trauma.
Can you imagine psychologically how these children have been impacted?
This kind of harassment is etched on their minds. This will stay with them forever. It is all very well for the BJP to come and give glib spiel and say, well, the rule of law has to be followed, investigation process has to be followed. But what about these boys? What about their families? What about their future? Who is accountable for that?
All right, look, we'll leave it over here. Just thank heavens that they're out of jail because they're innocent, 100% innocent. We've not said that. A judge has said that. Hopefully there will be justice, because there's a lot of that due to these young men and boys. We leave it over there. But before we end this program, this is Saurabh Shukla's report on what exactly transpired in this case, and now when these boys are out of jail.
In this video, 18-year-old Muhammad Ali is seen pleading for help as he is brutally beaten by the Saharanpur police for allegedly taking part in violent protests over former BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma's comments on the Prophet. Today, Ali has been acquitted by a local court along with 7 others arrested on the 10th of June. That's after the police admitted they had no evidence. Muhammad Ali says his hand was broken by the police. He still has pain and the swelling is clearly visible. An inquiry into the police brutality was only ordered after an NDTV report.
उन्होंने तकरीबन 5-6 घंटे बंद करा, फिर रात को थोड़ी उन्होंने
क्या किया आपको, फिर पिटा?
सर पिटाई की, सब
पिटाई की, सब पिटाई की, डंडे मारे आपको?
जी सर, 23 दिन में कल सोया सर मैं चैन से, और यहाँ सो के भी ऐसा लग रहा है जैसे अपना आया मुझे जैसे मैं जेल में हूँ, एकदम डर लगने लग गया था।
कोर्ट ने कहा कि ये तुम्हारे घर का कानून है क्या? पुलिस को कहा कि जिसको चाहो जब तब बंद कर दो। तो कोर्ट ने कहा कि तुम्हारी मर्जी नहीं चलेगी इसमें, कि जब जिसे चाहे बंद कर दे, जिसे चाहे आप छोड़ दे, जब चाहे छोड़ दे। तो कोर्ट ने पूरा ऑब्जर्वेशन दिया इस पे।
More than 50 men were arrested on the 10th of June in the protests against Nupur Sharma, and the video of the beatings in custody were even tweeted by BJP spokesperson Shalabh Mani Tripathi, saying, "Return gift."
The boys who have come out of jail after 23 days, they are still shaken. Now the big question is that will there be any action against the cops who have beaten them in the custody, who have tortured these boys, and who have arrested them without any evidence. In Saharanpur, with Mohammad Mursaleen and Ashok Kashyap, Saurabh Shukla for NDTV.